Welcome to another Father Son podcast with me and Forrest. If you don't know who we are yet, you should be listening a lot more. I'm Jeff Denz, that's Forrest Denz, and we're here for another Father Son podcast. We just talk about totally random stuff. If you like it, please subscribe to however you're listening to it. How's that for an intro?
Very mundane compared to our other ones.
Yeah, it's not so good. And I repeated myself, so it's going to sound terrible if I listen to it again. Good thing I never edit these ones. When we make these, we don't ever edit it. It just comes out how it comes out. However we mess up, we just post it. And that's one of the best things about this podcast. Today, it's already late and I got to get up early for work. But I wanted to play this Shannon Sharp interview that we have. Shannon Sharp was talking about Kareem Hunt's fight with his girlfriend or lady friend or whoever it was. So we're going to play it into the mic. We haven't really done this before, so it might sound crappy. But Shannon Sharp is talking to the hosts of some other talk show. Do you know who those other two people are?
I know that he was talking to Skip Bayless, and it was on Undisputed.
Oh, all right.
Which is a talk show on ESPN.
Very good. And here it is.
This isn't a new issue for the NFL. And you listen to the video and you watch Kareem. And I do believe he's sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he was under the influence of something. Well, he did admit that, which doesn't really change the thing. But I just don't know if he deserves another shot. Because you make that mistake.
Really? You think?
I don't know if he does. Out.
So here's my thing now.
Wow.
If this
it makes
is
me sick.
I just want to make sure we're clear. If this is a lifetime ban professional athlete, I want doctors. I want police officers. I want everybody to get a lifetime ban.
Shannon Sharp.
You can't be for domestic violence if you're a professional athlete.
He ain't messing around.
Everybody that has an occupation to suffer a lifetime ban.
By the way, that's where we're going. I'm not even sure this qualifies as domestic violence. It was just assault.
Right. So
I just assault.
I just want to make sure if that's the road we're going to travel down.
Yeah.
If you put your hands on a woman, no matter your occupation.
What if she identifies as a man?
It's got to be a lifetime ban. No more employment for you. Because what I'm starting to hear is more of that, well, he's a professional athlete. He doesn't deserve to do anything anymore. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. No. Doctors, lawyers, firemen, policemen, school teachers, bankers.
No, please.
I want that to be the uniformity across the board.
Well, obviously.
It is a high standard. You have to. You are held to a higher standard.
So doctors are not held to a high standard?
Well, but I'm just saying in the NFL, you should know that.
He told her. What's up, lady? What's up, lady?
I mean, all NFL should be held to that standard.
NFL players are
Skip Bayless looks like he's ready to throw it down.
He's
got his hands up in the air like, I'm going to beat you up, man.
Because you are held to a higher standard.
But are you saying doctors and lawyers are not held to a standard? The school teachers. Do you see, Jenny?
But a lot of time the public doesn't even know what inspires. So it becomes so public.
But see, well, you got to excuse the NFL because they didn't know the tape existed. So what they didn't know.
Well, they had to know the tape existed.
Okay, then. So if it's the veil of secrecy, if we don't know who you are, if you Joe America and you do this, you can go on about your life. But if you're a professional athlete and we know about it, you should be held to a high standard. That's not the way the justice and the law said it's blind.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what you do.
So in this case.
And that's where it cuts out. Eric Herbert posted this on Twitter. So I thought it'd be, something really cool to talk about.
Yeah.
What do you think about everything that just was said right there?
I don't know.
That's not a great discussion. I don't know. Whatever.
I guess based on like the law, it's all considered as domestic violence. But
I'm not sure it's domestic violence if you assault someone you don't know. I'm not sure that they were in a relationship. I don't know too much about the story. I did see the video. I'm not sure.
He had a girl though.
Yeah, he pushed a girl. I didn't see him hit her.
He kicked her.
He did kick her. But that's different than hitting. He booted her.
Not really.
He tried to punt her through the uprights. Maybe he's got PTSD and he thought he flashed back to being a punter. He was trying to kick her through the uprights or kick her away, kick her down the field. I'm just making a bad joke.
I'm pretty sure that counts as domestic violence. As for the punishment, I guess it isn't right that NFL players usually get another chance.
Do they usually get another chance? They're saying that he should be banned for life. That means that they're being held to a higher standard, not that they get an extra chance.
That's true.
Because what he's saying is if a doctor or a lawyer did it, they would do whatever they had to do, like, legally, but then just go back to doing what they did. They wouldn't be banned from what they do to make a living.
Yeah, and it's like, if you do get a second chance, usually players that had a major thing, teams don't want them, and if they play just horrendous, like, decent, probably not going to stay on the team. So they're definitely held to a higher standard. But I definitely think if you do commit domestic violence, that the punishment should be the same no matter what occupation you're in, because it's still in an occupation.
You don't think that pro football players should be held to a higher standard? Or pro athletes of any kind, not just football players?
Usually they're worse people because they're focusing, and they're probably also less educated or didn't pay as much attention because they were more focused on passing while also simultaneously getting prepared for sports. So,
I don't know. I think the argument for being held to a higher standard means that, you know, they're in a limelight, everyone's watching what they do. They're representing a team. They're on TV all the time. Kids trying to aspire to be them. And I think the argument is, do we hold those people to a higher standard because of where we place them in society? Or are they just like regular people? Because they make a lot of money to play a game, and that would be the argument for not treating them the same.
I don't think that's... I don't know. That's not really fair because... Just because it affects football players on a different level, doctors could also be affected at a local level based on a newspaper or something that could change the way parents look at the doctor and could affect the business, which would be definitely a negative effect. And it could end up in being fired. So... And I also think that some people aspire to have certain jobs. So just because they're football players and maybe more kids appeal to wanting to be like them and more people see it doesn't necessarily mean that some people aren't held to a similar standard on a much more local level.
I'm not sure I totally understood what you were saying there. I was listening. And I was paying attention to you, and we're communicating, but I don't think I understood. I'm sure everyone listening to this would be like, I got what he said. How can you not understand what he said? But I wasn't sure if you were saying it was okay or not okay for them to be held to a higher standard.
They're kind of being held to this. What I was basically saying is that they're being held to the same standard, but at a much smaller level. Because when an NFL player does something... a lot more people see it than when, like, a doctor does it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that effect would be much more local than if an NFL player does it, which would cause a national reaction.
I see what you're saying. You think the public reaction is different. But what about the reaction of them not, losing their job? Because a football player can be banned for life, and a doctor doesn't really get banned for life for domestic abuse.
Yeah, but they could get fired from their job. And like, if it goes on your record, I mean, it'd be a lot harder to find another job.
I bet you could go through a lot of jobs and find people that have been accused and actually not even just accused, they've been convicted of spousal abuse.
Yeah, but...
I'm sure there's people that work where I work that beat up their girls.
Your work is also, like, the worst workplace ever. And also...
That's not true. There's a lot of worse places than where I work, but...
And also, like, it goes on your permanent record.
Right.
So maybe those people already went through that struggle of having to find another place. And, I don't really think it's that easy to pick up a job when you have a crime on your record. Unless it's a job that doesn't require as much skill or, like, education. Because once you get into jobs that requires a lot of, requires a lot of doing stuff right, and paying attention, that when you do that, they don't want you as much because it can affect what is going on with the business and stuff.
All right, so let's say I take your argument at face value. I disagree with that. I think we are trying to hold our sports stars to a higher standard than we are holding regular people. But even if I agree with you and I say we're even, okay, so let's start at that point, because there's no sense arguing about any point before that. Do you think that they should be held to a higher standard if they're not? You don't think football players should be held to a higher standard?
If anything, they're doing, educationally, they're worse than the doctors because, like I said before, they're paying less attention on being smart and more attention on being good at football, which means they honestly should have lower expectations and higher expectation of committing a crime, because a lot of those players that are good, a lot of them have dealt with adversity or have committed crimes before, even if they're just minor things, little stuff.
Little stuff, I don't know, killing 13 people and running away.
But most NFL players don't kill 13 people and running away.
Yeah, most only kill a few at a time.
Anyways, for most NFL players that are good,
if they don't fit, you must have quit.
Most players in the NFL probably had a misdemeanor before or something minor that maybe didn't cause a whole lot of jail time, but a fine. And, I mean, they usually come from a more troubled background, which would mean that they should definitely be held at a lower standard than doctors and, police officers. Well,
what about
doctors and people that work in fields where you need a education? And because most of those people come from a better background or make more money and should be held to a higher standard because they're more important in society than NFL players.
What do you think about the argument that the NFL players themselves represent their team, and if they do something not so good, it affects the owners financially, who are their bosses, because when NFL players make a problem, it's public knowledge. You know, it's pretty public because they're famous. So then it gets out that he was a spousal abuser, that Hunt abused. I can't even say spousal abuser because I don't know the story, but he abused that woman or assaulted that woman. And
which is domestic violence.
I don't know if it's domestic violence or they're not related. It might just be assault. Skip Bayless said. I mean, it depends on circumstances, which is kind of weird that.
But hitting
if you assault someone that you don't know, it should be the same crime as assaulting someone you know, right? Why is that?
It should be a worse crime assaulting somebody you don't know. But
No, I don't. Why should it be worse? It should be the same.
Why? It's different.
Why is it different if you do the same crime?
It's a different situation. If you just walk up to some dude and you punch him in the face, I mean, like you do in Red Dead 2 by accident sometimes, that's not the same as going up to somebody you know and hitting them. I don't know, hitting them. And usually, when you're hitting a stranger, sometimes it can be unprovoked or over something stupid. And sometimes when you're with family, it's more often with a more reasonable cause, and you usually,
the punishment's actually worse for domestic violence than it is for, assault. So,
it's a completely different situation, though.
If you kick your wife, you'd be in more trouble than if you kick some lady on the street, probably.
Yeah. Morally, that should be a worse crime, but to be honest, in, a real-world society, hitting somebody you don't know would probably be worse of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
But,
So you think you should be able to beat up your wife and tie her in the basement? I got you.
No.
You look out, Mom. When you come back, you're going to get beat up and tied in the basement. No. I'm just kidding. I'm playing with you. I'm messing with your emotions.
Also, what you brought up earlier about assault, hitting a dude hitting a girl or a girl hitting a dude is definitely a different crime, I think. And it shouldn't be, but it is. And if that's going to be a law, then it should be treated that way and enforced that way. So I don't know if you can just consider that assault, because for some reason we decided to make an opposite gender hitting, a person hitting somebody of an opposite gender, a worse crime.
Do you know that it's 4 times more likely for a woman to hit a man than a man to hit a woman?
Yeah, but it's just...
Did you know that or no?
Yeah, it should be the same crime as a dude hitting a girl.
Right.
Because if a dude hitting a girl is a worse crime than just assaulting somebody, like a dude hitting a dude, then it should be the same if a woman hits a dude. But, I mean, sometimes it's not treated in the same way, which it should be.
I think that women are more likely to hit men. 4 times more likely to hit men. But when men hit women, they're a lot more likely to do a lot more damage, so it's a lot worse situation most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of why that is like it is right now. But if you want equality, if you hit a man, it should be the same problem. But that's a different topic for a different time. I don't know. I think that everyone should kind of be held to the same standard. I kind of agree with you on that. I think all professionals should be held to the same standard. Like, if you're a doctor or a lawyer or something where you get, like you're barred by the state or you have a license from the state, I think that maybe they should take a look at taking your license away if you do domestic violence. But
aren't you different? Aren't you as a professional fighter different from a professional in a medical field? I mean, it's not the same. You can't hold a professional fighter or a professional athlete to the same standard that you're holding a doctor to, because a doctor has a lot more knowledge and has different experiences than a professional fighter, athlete, etc. So I don't think you can hold professionals all to the same standard. I think certain categories, like all professional athletes should be held to the same standard. All professionals in the medical field, any medical field, should be held to the same standard, and just categorize those, and those should be held to the same standard. But you can't have all professionals being treated the same way, because they've had different experiences and they do different things. So I don't think it's really fair to have all professionals treated as the same, to have the same standard, because they're much different. Well, they're a lot different.
All right. Do you know what it means to go down a rabbit hole?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go down a rabbit hole for just a quick second, and then we'll call the end of this podcast. What is it that professional fighters do?
Hit each other in the face and train and get their body to a max, to their physical peak, at a certain weight class, while also trying to become the best at knocking your opponent out or making them quit.
So you would say that a professional expert would be an expert in controlling their emotions in a physical confrontation, being able to execute moves correctly and viciously and efficiently in a physical situation, correct?
And also get their bodies to the highest level
possible. And they're already in great shape, right? And yeah, if they hit you, they're going to do a lot of damage. So what is it that a professional doctor does all day?
They do stuff that their patients need, and they study, and different doctors do different things, obviously. But a normal medical doctor would usually do checkups, administer shots, etc., etc. But their medical knowledge also has to be is also held to a certain standard through their medical school, and they have to have gone through medical school to become a doctor.
Right. So they're intelligent, but how do you think they handle their emotions?
They have to handle their emotions when they see blood or something, so they don't freak out.
What about confrontational situations?
You have to control your emotions so you can stay focused on your opponent And
your opponent? These are doctors. They don't have opponents.
Oh, I thought you
were No, comparing. I mean a doctor. Oh. So
why do they have to stay emotionally?
Yeah, you see doctors yell at their patients sometimes, or be mean to patients, or yell at the people underneath them, right?
If you freak out when you administer a shot or you see blood, it could cause you to make a mistake or during surgery drop a tool into somebody's body and mess up them worse.
Right, so under pressure situations, they're able to
keep their cool.
Maybe not keep their cool, though. Well, maybe keep their cool. But so who do you think is more dangerous in a physical confrontation, a professional fighter or a professional doctor?
Professional fighter.
Right. And a professional fighter, every day, all they deal with is combat. So they're expert in combat. They're an expert in dealing with their emotions. Why don't you think you should hold them to a higher standard in a physical confrontation?
In a physical confrontation, but...
That's domestic abuse.
What?
Like, not so...
Domestic abuse... A man against a man isn't domestic abuse, though.
It's no, I know, but I mean, in a domestic abuse situation, why would you not hold a fighter to a higher standard than a doctor?
Because...
That's the field that they're expert in.
Most fighters aren't as smart and have had extremely different experiences and goals than doctors. And some of them don't go to college. Some of them haven't been fighting since a young age. So they might not have the same educational experiences. And they could also be more aggressive just due to the fact that they're aggressive every day while they're training. And doctors are usually smarter. They need to be more professional. And also... They are usually more educated and would probably know more about the laws.
All right, let me approach this from just a little bit of a different angle before we get out of here. And day to day life, who do you think is who gets angry more, like regular people or like people like me, like fighters?
That, I don't know. People like you aren't all fighters. Most fighters are not like you every day. Because most professional fighters don't have a real job. And they're also not as, most of them probably don't teach. And like, they just dedicate their entire lives to them learning, so it's different. But I think probably like 80 to 90% of the fighters in the UFC would probably be more angry if something bad happened than a normal citizen, because they might not be used to that because they make money fighting, and they don't have as much of a rigorous life, because most civilians have more like small issues every day, and fighters don't really have as, and like professional fighters don't deal with as many small stuff like spilling their coffee or something.
What do you mean? I spill my coffee all the time.
Yeah, but like, you actually have a job, because most UFC fighters aren't going to have a job. Most UFC fighters or any professional fighters usually don't have a job. And so that wouldn't be, the coffee wouldn't really be a worry. They'd be more focused on being as healthy as possible, which also entails getting enough sleep where you don't need to use coffee or energy drinks to wake you up.
Hey. All right, you turn this back on me now. I don't like it. All right, I guess we'll get out of here. I guess, bottom line, agree or disagree with Shannon Sharp?
Sort of agree. Sort of don't agree.
Okay. I'm going to say I mostly agree with Shannon Sharp. There's some other points we missed, but we're 25 minutes in, and I gotta get up for work in what the hell, 5 hours. I gotta get up in 5 hours.
See, a doctor would know that in a snap.
Yeah, a machinist should know that in a snap too. To be honest with you, I actually probably deal with more math than a doctor on a day-to-day basis. But I don't know why I couldn't add.
Because you're not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, probably. I keep spilling my coffee. I don't get enough caffeine. That's the problem. Ah! I'm going to smash someone tomorrow. I'm gonna hit them with a hammer. Smash the door on their head in the machine. This is domestic violence. I'm just kidding. All right, I'm out. You going to gym tomorrow?
I don't know. It's pretty late tonight.
All right, so I'll get up. I'll pack a gi. I'll work. I'll go to the gym and go lift some weights. So I'll come home, wake you up. You can finish your homework. We'll do some housework and you play video games.
Sounds good.
All right, we're out of here. We're not Caveman's Corner. Father Son Podcast. We're out of here. Also, make sure if you get a chance, if you see the Gina podcast and you listen to this podcast, listen to that goddamn thing. Put a lot of time, effort, and love into it. All right. It's not up yet, but it will be up soon. Talk to you soon. Have a good night. One of these times, you got to say bye, too.